We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything. I just have to sit back and look at why a conflicted judge has ordered me to have a gag order. I don't think anybody's ever said anything like this. I'd love to talk to you people, I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order.
Yeah, the President Trump yesterday speaking outside of that courtroom as he was getting ready to go in. I just wish they'd put a podium out there so we could get better audio.
It's
don't
never
you?
Great audio.
It's always a throw to get to where the president is. But yesterday there was a hearing on contempt, and then there was all the testimony in the courtroom from the publisher. I was anxious to get a legal perspective on that. So we invited Greg Jarrett to join us, legal and political analyst at the Fox News Channel. Greg, welcome back.
Mark and Kim, good to be with you as always.
Yes, sir. Thanks for giving us some time this early in the morning. Your thoughts on the, first of all, the contempt, I don't know if the judge made a decision or not, but he clearly is put out with Donald Trump right now.
Yeah, well, look, his gag order is a blatantly unconstitutional prior restraint on free speech. You know, our legal system does not take priority over the Bill of Rights, never has. I mean, take a look at it. There's no exemption in the First Amendment for defendants in criminal trials. The accused has a protected right to defend himself both in court and the court of public opinion, where he's already been convicted by the DA campaign to bring him down, and of course by hyper-biased media. Here, in particular, Trump has an elevated right to speak freely. He's the leading candidate for president. And his accusers, who are trial witnesses for the prosecution, have been publicly trashing Trump at every turn. Yet prosecutors and the judge are not gagging them. They're only gagging Trump, preventing him from fairly responding to their denunciation. So, you know, the gag order is illegal, but judges do it all the time because they're arrogant and imperious and they can get away with it.
You know, I watched the coverage of the testimony yesterday by David Pecker. I just want to read a couple of the headlines this morning because I took something different away from it. I want to see what you took from it. The Hill is reporting that the Pecker testimony reveals backroom deals that helped Trump win in 2016. The Daily Beast, not surprisingly, David Pecker deflates as Trump trial testimony grinds ahead. They're obviously believe that David Pecker's testimony helps the prosecution in this case. But I'm sorry, Greg, don't the mainstream media in this country carries water for the left every day of the week, hiding things like the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2016, and they weren't accused of conspiracy.
Yeah, I have a new column out, just came out about an hour ago on Fox News that, you know, talks about how Bragg and his merry band of prosecutors seem to think that this is an earth-shattering revelation. You know, when Pecker said his tabloid would promote positive stories about Trump and negative stories about his opponent, and, you know, money changed hands. as if no one in the history of American presidential elections has ever done that, you know, except for Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, to name a few, and, and of course, Hillary Clinton. What I find so odd is Trump is accused of conspiring to promote his own candidacy by, you know, paying to quash embarrassing stories and promoting positive stories and then booking it as legal expenses because it was all conducted by his attorney. There's no crime here. This doesn't constitute a campaign donation because the Federal Election Commission says it doesn't qualify. And Bragg, really what he's done, and I point this out in today's column, is he's using an expired misdemeanor, attaching it to another dead misdemeanor to somehow magically elevate it to a felony, which is an impossibility. Yet the judge, who hates Trump, is letting him get away with it. This case should have been dismissed at the outset.
I mean, do you think that the general public watching all of this goes on sees that this is basically a circus? Or do you actually think that the average person watching this all play out thinks, yeah, this is all legitimate? Like, do you really think this is going to have any sort of an impact on his poll numbers, for example?
Well, I think Biden Democrats who have brought all four of these criminal indictments against Trump have underestimated the intelligence of the American voter. I mean, I think they see this for what it is, politically driven cases to damage Trump and interfere in the upcoming election. And, you know, they see the juxtaposition here, Biden campaigning in key states while Trump is tied up in court because Democrats have filed these specious charges and cases against him. And I think they say, wait a minute, this is our choice to decide who's president. And you shouldn't be interfering in an election. The hypocrisy and irony here, of course, is that in this trial in New York, Trump is accused of trying to unduly influence the 2016 election. Well, the DA, Alvin Bragg, is unduly trying to influence the current election.
You know, Greg, I have an attorney who's a friend of mine here in town. He texted me the other day after I questioned how they're going to get a fair jury in New York. And he called me out and claimed that I was disrespecting the jury system and therefore undermining people's confidence in the jury system. How do you feel about that issue?
Well, there are ways that you can ensure the Bill of Rights, a fair trial, an impartial jury, which is guaranteed. I don't think you can get that in Manhattan. I think jury selection proved it. A flood of people, the vast majority of people said, I can't be fair to this man sitting over at that table. I mean, that tells you the mentality of the people in Manhattan. And what I worry about, and this could have been prevented, but I worry about stealth or Trojan jurors who didn't tell the truth during voir dire and who have an agenda to get on the jury in order to convict Trump. You know, there should have been a change of venue in this case. That's a no-brainer. You can send it out to Staten Island where, you know, at least politically, it is more balanced. And, you know, you can't ignore the fact that this is a politically charged case because of who the defendant is, that will subtly and psychologically, if not directly, influence their decision. I am heartened by the fact there are a couple of lawyers on this jury, which almost never happens. And I think the defense was thinking, you know, more than anyone else, they'll see through this legal charade, this hocus-pocus of a case that Alvin Bragg has brought, if they focus squarely on whether the facts presented meet the law, and they don't.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. Greg Jarrett, political legal analyst there for Fox, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank
Absolutely.
You
know, and also Greg is the author of The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. That book is out now if people want to go pick it up. By the way, I checked with him ahead of time. I wanted to ask him about the FTC ruling, and he said he hadn't had a chance to review it yet. So I don't want to put him on the spot there.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. We'll get our own analysis of it before long. If not today, certainly by tomorrow, we'll find somebody that can comment on that, because that's an interesting ruling on non-competes in the United States.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.